Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brienon. We had World Earth Day earlier in the week, and the theme this year is Planet versus Plastics. The production of plastic has grown from 1.5 million tonnes in 1950 to 359 million tonnes now, which has brought with it a hike in plastic waste. The proof of this is to be found in every household in the country. So to find out what we can do to cut down on our plastic use, I spoke to Rossa Cassidy from the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun.
It's really important because everyone is accumulating quite a lot of plastic. So it's not only good for the environment, but good for ourselves as well. So there's loads of very simple things we could do in the house. A lot of it comes to do with reuse. So instead of something you just use once and you chuck away, it makes much more sense just to reuse it again, retain it for yourself rather than buying it and going through that whole process and then having to recycle it. So that can be something as simple as a water bottle, or you can start to think about refill as well, where you can refill your laundry detergents, you can refill all those things and just keep reusing those plastic. That's basically the simplest way to do it.
Because I think when we think about being environmentally friendly, the word that people generally use is recycle, where it really has to move from recycle to reuse. Lots of things.
That's a really important point, because a lot of times we think recycling, once we recycle it, that's great. But recycling is really complicated and it doesn't actually always work the way we think it does. But what we really need to focus on is reuse. So recycling is a huge energy heavy process and all that stuff. But if we could just simply reuse it, it takes away loads of those problems that we have.
I want to cut down on my plastics. Where should I start with
Well,
that?
Very simply, I think with the household as well, I think if you start at your shopping, it's probably a really good way to do it. So you think about going to the supermarket and all the stuff you bring back. So if you think about the bags, for example, they're a really good example. No one really uses the plastic bags that much anymore. We keep buying those Bag for Life bags. They end up in the back of the car. Just keep that bag. Keep using that bag if you can. And just, it's about changing habits. So just going to the shop, having your bag, bring it in with you, fill it up, take it home. And then, like I said, refill, if you can refill as much as possible. So water bottles, a really simple one, so keep really bringing your water bottles rather than those single-use ones again. But things can get a little bit more complex at refill as well, where you can start refilling all kind of household stuff. Like cornflakes, for example, you can go and refill your cornflakes.
Okay.
So we hope that this will be more complex in the future, but there's a lot of refill stores around where you can refill cornflakes, you can refill oats, rice, all those kind of things. And it's about just kind of changing habits and thinking, you know, let's just go and refill those things and bring them home rather than just bringing home all that plastic and plastic again and again and again. But then when we want to look a little bit further, we can think about all those kind of detergents as well. So laundry detergents, all those things, they just keep getting thrown away, refilled. All those plastics are new plastics that have been made. They can only be recycled a couple of times. So we want to think about reusing those as well. So why not, once it's empty, bring it back again, refill it, and there you go. And that's the whole circular system. So it makes sense for you, it makes sense for the environment, it makes sense for the economy. So we all need to kind of move or try and move a little bit more in that direction. Once those refill options start to come into the main supermarkets, then that will give us a much more, oh, well, I don't need to recycle this, and my cereal box has cardboard and plastic, and that's going to fill up my recycling bin. And if we just have one thing, it's already a kind of no-brainer decision, do you know?
Yeah, and it is inevitable, I think, that the refill, would you say in the supermarket that that'll be coming in more and more?
Definitely, I think that's definitely on the way. So already in the UK, there's a lot of mainstream supermarkets that have a refill. So basically, maybe not everyone's going to do it, but to have the option to do it is really what we want to look towards. And so I think that's on the way in Ireland now, definitely.
Rossa, thank you very much for your time today.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million.
Lots of ideas there on what we can all do to cut back, particularly on single-use plastics. A third of plastic waste in Europe is recycled, with a further 25% going direct to landfill, which makes the reuse approach far more effective than leaving it to recycling to solve the problem. It's time now for another domestic recycling dilemma. Can metal lids be placed in the home recycling bin?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 Metal lids, I would put into the tin recycling.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you can put them in.
The answer is yes. You can place lids from jam and other glass jars in your household recycling bin. Or if you like, you can put the lid back in the glass jar to deposit it at your local bottle bank, where it can also be recycled. Just make sure any lids recycled are clean and dry. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Hours to Protect page on nova.ie or on hourstoprotect.ie.
Hours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more.